Let's talk. This is Rick Tating on Thomas Skelly. S-K-E-L-L-Y. Skelly Thomas. C-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 2-19-1962. Date of visit is 4-5-24. Please make a copy for Chiamaka Ihimi. That's C-H-I-A-M-A-K-A. Chiamaka. Ihimi, I-H-E-M-E, I-H-E-M-E, M-D, Chiamaka Ihimi, M-D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next, history prisoner list. This is a 650-year-old male who is extremely overweight, has previously been diagnosed to have obstructive sleep apnea, and has been on a CPAP mask at 14 centimeter H2O pressure. The patient has gained weight over the past 1 year, and has some daytime sleepiness. And also, has had shortness of breath with activity. The patient does have a prior history of asthma, for which he has used an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. Has had a history of arthritis and has previously had a stress fracture of his femur, and had multiple hip surgeries. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and a history for diabetes mellitus. He has had severe hip arthritis and had three left hip replacement surgeries with revisions. He also had a left shoulder replacement and left knee replacement surgery. He had peripheral vascular disease and had angioplasty of the left leg. The patient has factor V Leiden deficiency and hyperlipidemia, as well as history for atrial fibrillation and has been on anticoagulation. The the patient has lymphedema of the left leg, for which he uses a pneumatic pump to control the edema. Next, allergies to aspirin and latex. Next paragraph. Families, I'm sorry, habits of patient, denies history of smoking and no alcohol use. He worked as a truck driver till he was disabled. Next paragraph, family history. There is a family history of heart disease, and mother had history of diabetes. Next, system review, the patient has no fatigue. I'm sorry, the patient has fatigue and no weight loss. He has glaucoma, and tonight's cataract, has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. And tonight's urinary frequency or hematuria. Yes, shortness, breath, and wheezing. Tonight's chest pain or jaw pain, but has leg pains and leg swelling. And joint pains and trouble ambulating. He has no anxiety, no depression. He has muscle stiffness and skin rash. Also has numbness of the extremities and memory loss. Next paragraph. Medalist, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Lasix 40 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, Ozempic 2.5 milligrams weekly, and Ventolin inhaler 2 puffs PRN. Next, physical exam. This is a extremely obese middle-aged male who is alert and in no acute distress. There was no pallor, aqueous cyanosis, perfluity, cyanosis, but has 2+ leg edema. Blood pressure is 140 by 80. Pulse is 86. This patient's 20 times 976. Weight is 318. Saturation 96 on room air. HEND non-cephalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edema, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Mild venous distension. Take a midline. Chest equal movements with the diminished excursions. And there are occasional wheezes in the upper lung fields with no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular asthma. I'm sorry, irregular asthma and S2 with no murmur and S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft and protuberant without masses. No organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. And the extremities rebuild no edema. I'm sorry, extremities rebuild 2+ edema. More on the left leg with varicosities in the lower extremities. Peripheral pulse is not felt. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor death. Cranial lens are grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, press number 1. Is obstructive sleep apnea, and number 2 is hypertension, number 3 is diabetes mellitus, number 4 is history of degenerative arthritis, and hip replacement on left. And number 4 is asthma. Next, next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to. Oh, can you please mention in the final diagnosis number 6 is atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, plant patient has been advised to continue with CPAP nightly at plus 15 centimeters for pressure with a full face mask and heated humidification. It was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And he will continue the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, and continue with Lysix 40 milligrams daily. Copy of his recent chest X-ray was requested. The patient was advised to lose weight and go on a regular exercise program, and also not drive while sleepy, and a follow-up is be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. A copy for Chiamaka Ahimi, M.D. Chiamaka, C-H-I-A-M-A-K-A, Ahimi, I-H-E-M-E, M.D. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.